Hello and welcome back to Two for the Tackles. My name is Rahul and with me is Sachin. Kenny, it's been a while.
Yeah.
But we're back in it and we are doing something that we want to do for a very, very long time. Something we want to talk about and that is absolutely rant about VAR.
I mean, we've been asked by a lot of people to speak about VAR. So yeah. It was coming.
Yeah.
So today is the day.
And, you know, Sachin, just before we start off, in the past, we've had issues with referees as well, to be fair.
Right.
Where some teams probably get preferences, some teams don't, whatever. Let's not get into that. But I think VAR has affected every single team. No team has benefited from it, you know, greatly. Everybody has had some sort of complaint about it. And it's been a real frustrating, I think, what, couple of years or so since it's been implemented. And let's start with, you know, how it actually started.
Why
did they need VAR to come in?
Okay. I mean, like we said, I mean, we'll divide it into four sections.
Yeah.
As in, why was it needed, how it started, how's it going, and the verdict.
Yeah. So, what are your thoughts? Like,
I mean, just the initial...
Did we really need VAR?
See, to keep up with the modern times, I think, you know, technology is something that we need to look forward to. Because human error is always going to be there.
Yeah, and I think a fantastic example is the goal line technology, which worked beautifully, right?
It's pretty flawless. Yeah.
Know, apart from that one game where it turned off.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's been something that we needed because that's a goal is a goal. And, you know, something that should not be a goal should not be a goal. That's in that sense, yes, we did 110% need the goal line technology. What were referees doing wrong for them to say that, okay, you know, we are, according to you,
I mean, the game's pretty fast, right?
Yeah.
So, I don't think every movement, every action, or maybe if, you know, you see so many of these, when the ball's gone out of the way, the player's had a tiff, and they've thrown an arm at him, or, you know, slid, or had a fight, or could be so many other things like that. Mm. These go under the radar. So, and then, you know, and then the blame goes purely on the referee, but he cannot be three places at once. So
correct.
That's why you need technology.
I agree. I think that was something similar that I was going to say as well. Which is, you know, the referee might be spot on with what he's watching, but behind him there must, you know, be something that's happening.
Yeah, exactly.
And even the assistants might miss that. So, yes, you do need technology for that. But my only concern with VR, and we'll get into this a little more later in the episode, is that do we need VR for every single detail?
Yeah, I think that's a superb question. I mean, we need to draw a line where would we need the implementation, where we don't need, where we could probably cut back.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's been a learning curve for the guys managing VAR. And for some reason it's just worse in England.
It's the worst.
It's so strange because the technology used is just the same across Europe or wherever it's been used.
I don't understand the incompetence in terms of
is it so bad in England? Oh, yes, VAR will get one or two wrong, but the amount of controversial decisions that have been passed this season.
It's absolutely staggering. And we talk more about these VAR decisions in the actual game.
Right. Exactly.
In the post-match talk. Exactly. That's very stupid. So, how did it start? I think it started very...
Terribly.
It started superbly bad. The implementation was bad from the minute go.
Yeah.
And I think this season's... I mean, still, I don't think we can put a...
I don't know if they actually sat and thought through like, okay, you know, these are going to be like the rules and regulations. This is not something we're going to look into. This is something that we're going to look into. Or did they just like, okay.
They're making it how they want. I mean, as they go. I mean, today we go to some other decision.
I think, you know, the referees and the football associations would have benefited immensely if they had to just think this through.
Correct.
As to what's the best way to implement it. You have millions of games to you know, test it on.
Analyze, stuff like that.
But they just said, you know, fuck it.
They could have rather waited for a year,
exactly.
Made the implementation proper, and maybe could have implemented it, you know, in a quiet sort of a background where, you know, it's not live on television, something like that. There are test scenarios
test it on past matches.
Yeah.
There are simulations that you can do.
Yeah, of course.
I think they're just like, you know...
We're in 2020, come on. I mean, that's stupid if... And... I don't understand how on, like, the Premier League is the most watched league in the world.
Yeah.
And absurd amounts of revenue being generated by this league. It's not about the financials at all. It's just about the personnels who are being absolute stupid. Because of them, because of these stupid decisions, we are not getting proper results. And then,
yeah.
And it's not a level playing field.
Exactly. So, the only way I would say it's a level playing field is because all teams are being better.
But then
I get your point, you know, in a match, one team might have got the worst decision then.
I think, as privileged fans, you for Chelsea and me for United, I think for us to get those 3 points is great, but for like a team which is on the bottom half of the table, for that 1 point, for them it's like 3.
Yeah.
So huge difference. So I think it's really unfair.
It is. I completely agree. It's not implemented the best way, and it as we said, you know, it's the problem from the start. Yes, they might have improved on it over the years, but I think that it's just that one small decision that, you know, we're going to test this out, see how it goes. Test it on a championship or something like that, and maybe we would...
And also, you think about it, it's going pretty well around the world. I mean, it's not perfect, but I would say at least...
And it will never be perfect.
Never be perfect.
Right?
But I think 8 out of 10 times around the world, it's correct. I mean, you barely do speak about VAR decisions otherwise, but in the Premier League, we speak about it every fucking single week. No matter which team is playing, whatever it is, very stupid.
I completely agree. And I think a good counter a counter question to do we need VR is VR is not has not been implemented in maybe leagues, in cups like the Carabao Cup.
Correct. I think it's implemented in the latest stage of the game, right?
Yeah, I think towards anyways,
the semi-finals
or
finals.
But we had a large chunk of the season in the Carabao Cup which didn't have VR.
Yeah.
And there were no controversial decisions. So, yes, we do need technology in the game. It's a modern game. Where do you draw the line? I think that's the key question.
I mean, I think my point would be if you're doing it, do it right. Right? Yeah. And then, now that we've spoken about how it started, let's talk about how it's going because it's pretty much the same.
Right.
I think it's a really bad roller coaster. It's like you've taken a ticket or a roller coaster which... doesn't stop and everyone is throwing up.
Yeah. that's very well put. I think so too because we expected it to be a lot better this season. We expected a lot of improvements.
Yeah, we thought maybe they've learned something about the mistakes they did.
They have said themselves that this season would be different and, you know, there's going to be a lot of changes. There were a lot of changes, but the changes were all fuck all.
I feel the most sorry for Dermot Gallagher because he's surrounded by 5 pundits, put on the fucking question box, and being subjected to that kind of pressure. And that guy's face, you look, I really pity the guy because he has to side the referees also, but he also has to side the pundits.
Yeah, no, I agree, and I feel bad for him because. I think a lot of his views are right because
he's been as a referee for a very long time.
He's done that and somewhere he has to defend this fucking week. But
every week.
Every week.
And he's the only one who's being questioned.
Sorry, Dermot. For some reason, if you're listening.
A heart reaches out to you, but yeah. He's put in that corner. No one's there in that office. So some kind of punishment.
Left him alone.
So that's how it's going so far.
I think let's talk about some of the changes that they did this season.
Yeah, right.
Okay. The
the sleeve, the stupid
sleeve
handball
rule.
Sleeve rule, which they themselves don't know.
I think to start off with, at the start of this season, okay, a lot of penalties were given for handballs that were
anywhere
touches
just touches you and people were trying to aim at opposition's hand
exactly.
At sometimes
so
to get a goal.
You know, why wouldn't you? Okay? Because if that is a fucking rule...
That's a loophole. That's a huge loophole.
That's a huge loophole. And if you don't exploit it, then it might cost you the game, right?
Correct.
So for teams, I don't blame them for doing something like that. But... it's just ridiculous. Like, sometimes your hands are like poked into your shirt.
Do they want the players to not have hands?
And if it touches your hands, as you said, wherever on your hand, it was a penalty. And thankfully, they've changed that. Firstly, what was the thinking?
Why would they think? And okay, the absolute abysmal goal of this season is City against Villa. I mean, children playing in their backyards
would know better.
And it's absolutely abysmal, because I think the world would be laughing at decision, because that is just so simple, plain. There's no complexity to it.
And I'm pretty sure, right, if VAR was not there...
Was it Rodri who came off from the offside position? Yeah. I think it was Rodri.
So, if VAR was not there, a referee would have blindly given that as offside, yeah, right?
Like, correct. Straight up. There is no discussion. There is no debate.
So, I don't understand what's the... You know,
what's the measure here?
Something else also that they've implemented this season onward is referees going to the screen. Yeah. But they don't do it enough.
Often.
That is something I absolutely cannot get behind. There is a screen for you. Okay, the new rule is the referees will look at the screens if there is a dubious decision made.
Correct.
They just don't use it.
So even when it's implemented, then why is it implemented? Are things just being done so that anyone else can find a loophole, or these decisions are just doesn't make any sense? Then the other one about the offside, right? The offside line.
Yeah.
When a player's actually, they're letting the play continue.
Yeah.
And what happens is, because you're in these situations where it will lead to a goal, a defender would, you give his all to defend, and there could be injuries to both.
Exactly. To anyone.
Very bad injuries.
Right. So because, in a feisty game, okay, all players want to give it.
We know the pace of the Premier League, so
yeah, and if there's an offside decision that you mentioned, which is clear offside, and he's not put up the flag, and the striker or the attacker charges full on to the goalkeeper, we saw it happen to Patricio,
in the
last World Cup.
Correct. Horrible.
He sustained a horrible head injury, and that's
for no reason, right?
For no reason,
because that could have not been
put the flag up, and it's, I don't blame the referees for it. It's a stupid rule that's just no logic behind it.
Yeah, he would be like, you know, it's there. It's my job to follow the rules, right? It's not his fault.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know. I think every manager, every player has been frustrated at one point or the other in the league.
That's gone against them, gone for them. But I don't know. I mean, there has to be something better than this.
I don't think the right answer for them, which they have done, is like, okay, tell us what we can do better and we'll do better. That's not the team's job. Why the fuck would a team say that? Okay, this is how
the team's job is to play. That's
how you should referee a game. And it's so horrible. Like,
I mean, I think the foremost point is technology is supposed to make the football
better.
It's made worse.
So I think initially everyone's major concern was it's going to slow down the pace of the game.
Yeah, correct.
It hasn't really done that, I would say. The pace of the game is still there. Yes, we have longer stoppages.
Oh, the celebrations are quite annoying, just to throw that in. Like, you celebrate and then suddenly, like, you know.
So I've stopped celebrating.
Yeah, I mean, that is a bit of... But if they get it right, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
100%. Yeah. So some offsides, even if it's like a toenail or whatever, that's a correct decision, right?
Yeah.
End of the day, he's offside. But I don't understand the sleep rule. If a handball is given for anywhere, they don't know the line.
The line that they show, it's. I mean, there's a graphic which makes me laugh.
It's sort of something that they say it's the player's t-shirt, the jersey. But
what if the t-shirt has gone rolled up a little bit?
Exactly.
That's so stupid.
And you know, what if you are wearing a longer sleeve t-shirt? And, slightly
longer.
How how do you determine that as to, is it the start of the bicep? Is it middle of the bicep? Is it the actual...
Where is the ball actually hit? Is it in between? Where is the starting point?
So they are so precise when it comes to that offside line, drawing it to that jersey, sleeve jersey, if you like. But when it comes to handball, they have no clue as to where that should be. So it's... I think coming... This is...
Very frustrating.
I think coming back to the verdict of where it stand. For me, I think it's... just the disgusting inconsistency in the decisions given, which makes it even more frustrating.
I mean, the implementation is very bad.
Yeah.
And like you said, I agree, the inconsistency of the decisions. So, if they get that right, and I think they have to tweak these rules because they're very fucking stupid.
But I can't understand. They implemented at the start of the season. Okay. It's not going well. Instead of, you know, like saying, okay, let's sit down
and correct it properly. Yeah.
There is like, okay, today somebody has said about this rule. Okay, let's
change
it. Yeah. So it's
been very reactionary. So, and that can't be done. In football at this level. Sorry.
And when it matters so much to teams, a point can make a difference whether you are relegated or not.
Correct. For them, it matters.
A point can make a difference whether you make it to the top four or not, and or win the title or whatever the reason is. And you're costing the players that point. And I think the another point that I add is there is no repercussions for the referees involved.
That's a very good point.
For the VAR, for the person managing the VAR, who's also a referee, there's nothing.
Yeah, they don't have a leash, so they can do whatever they want.
Okay, I got a bad decision. I made a, you know,
that's it.
Absolute disgraceful mistake.
Sue me.
You can't insult that. You just have to move on with your life and say, okay, fuck it.
Fuck it. Yeah, but I agree. I mean, they're saying like live with it.
There have to be some repercussions, right? Yeah. So I think a few managers have said that after being so frustrated by VAR and by referee decisions, that, you know, players, as a player, as a manager, when you all have played badly, you have to go into the media and answer like,
exactly. Okay, this you don't have an answer to like bad decisions. So what do you say to them?
If there is no repercussions for referees, or there's absolutely no
ownership.
Questions asked to them, it means nothing. For them, they just okay, fuck it. Maybe we had a bad day at the office. But if you are having a fucking bad day,
too many bad days at office.
That's not done, right? So I think as a fan, I can only imagine. But just imagine you being in a player's position.
Yeah, I mean, like a team has played really well and then the opposition just, you know, takes it away with a VAR decision. That's so unfair.
It's really unfair. So I think just last to wrap it up, one thing that you would change to VAR, and I know there's a lot of things
to change. Yeah, there's quite a lot of things.
But something that you think is of utmost priority that absolutely
is. I have to say about the handball rule, because we are giving away free penalties like it's Christmas. I mean, this rule has to be tightened up where it's been seen and covered from all possible areas, where there are no loopholes, where, you know, it plays to certain defender's strength or a attacker's strength. Mm. It has to be a well-rounded rule. That's what I would say.
Right. I think for me, it's the referee, if there is any shadow of a doubt of whether the penalty is a penalty or not, or a red card or whatever, just go to the fucking screen.
Yeah. I mean, that should be made a rule.
You are the on-screen referee. I think the rule is now, unless a clear and obvious mistake is made, then he's supposed to...
What is a clear and obvious mistake?
Exactly. So it's such a large gray area that they themselves have no idea. If there is a doubt, just go to the on-field screen. It will take you a minute.
Or that's so. It.
You see the incident, you have all these amazing angles to look at it. You might have missed it from the angle that you are looking at it, which makes it the...
That's why you have the technology for, right?
I mean, that is the whole point of VAR.
They take 5 minutes extra and still get it wrong.
I can't understand or comprehend VAR, and it's frustrating and You and me both have...
Yeah, we've spoken at length about it. And
we'll continue to do so, I think.
Yeah, I mean, we can't cover it in a short episode like this. But this is all we had for you guys.
Yeah, this episode was mainly to vent out of frustration. Yeah. So.
But, okay, we're coming up with a special episode. Our next episode is going to be a guest. It's the first time we're going to have a guest. We're not going to reveal who it is. You'll have to wait for it and catch it in the next episode. This is all we have for this episode. This is Two Footed Tackles. Thank you.
See you guys.